You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. Go to newchurches.com and download the exclusive State of Church Planning Research Report for free. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins. Today, we're going to be listening to a question from Drew Hyun in New York City. Let's listen to it.
Hi, this is Drew Hyun, a church planner here in New York City that's part of a family of church plants called Hope Church NYC that was planted 3 years ago. I had a question related to multi-site and church planting, and if you can describe the difference between both and when one would choose one over the other and how one would go about that process. And whether or not you've seen any hybrid models of multi-site and church planting, and why one would choose that approach as well. Thank you.
All right. Well, first of all, we really only wanted one question.
There's 14.
Yeah. But, you know, both Todd and I have experience in multi-site churches. And Todd, I'd love to, because this is your first time on the episode with us, on the podcast with us, I'd love for you to share how your church went before coming to Lifeway, how your church decided between multi-site and church planting.
Well, one of the key things, it really centered around our vision, which was to impact DC with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. So, the church had developed that vision in the 90s and really said, you know, hey, if you impact DC, you impact the world. So, if you're all about DC, there's one segment that is massive there, and that's young adults. Everybody's coming there to pad their resume, young, sharp, aggressive people. So if you go down on the hill, you're looking around and it looks like a college campus. I mean, you've got all these young people who are writing the bills and doing all the stuff. If the American public knew how much our government is run by people that are like 24 years old, that would really scare them. But when you look at it, it really does look like a college campus. The congressmen are the professors, and you know, you've got all these young adults running everything. So when we looked at that environment, we said we have to reach those people. So actually, our first campus was targeted specifically at young adults. It was supposed to be on the hill.
Okay,
it ended up in Arlington. And I was the pastor there.
Okay. Well, I mean, I appreciate the context that you gave for that decision, because really, Drew and everyone else who's considering multi-site and church planting, you do have to consider your context first. But Todd, I'm wondering why, after considering your context, why did you guys decide to do a campus instead of a plant for young adults?
We went aggressively after multi-site right after that. So we saw immediate success and we just kind of went for it. We did like 7 more in the next 4 years. So it was pretty rapid. The reason why we did that over planting is we really took a step back and decided what our model would look like. And we also took a step back and said, okay, from a stewardship perspective, what can we afford to do? How fast can we do it? Will it scale?
Yeah.
If you want to look like you're smart in a meeting, just sit back, breathe in, breathe out. Yes, guys, but will it scale? And just throw that matzo ball out, leave it there. You'll look like you actually know what you're talking about. Sorry, I'm not saying it because I want to look smart. I'm saying it because we said, how can we most aggressively impact our city for Christ? And for us, it was in part a stewardship issue. We knew that we could do it quicker, faster if we went that route. We wouldn't have to replicate core services and different resources that were available to us.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting as you look at, Drew asked about multi-site church planning, hybrid models. And it's interesting as you see the landscape of church multiplication over the last decade, 2 decades, the pendulum has really switched back and forth. And, you know, there's this big idea of a one large campus church growth model. And Todd, he was at McLean Bible Church, and they were one of the first churches really exploring the multi-site question, right? I mean, who are some of the other churches that you guys were talking about this theoretically with?
Early 2000s, We were with a group with Leadership Network, and it was almost like old guard and new guard at the time.
Okay.
I mean, that's a long time ago now. That's over a decade. So, but at the time you had like Life Church and Seacoast and Saddleback and North Point. You had a lot of different people that were in this one little group, Fellowship Bible, a lot of people in this one little group that was everybody, you know, was comfortable with who they were.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of shared thought that went throughout that group for the next 2 years. And, you know, honestly, we still know each other today. I mean, I met the Surratts through that, the whole Surratt mafia through that.
Yeah, they are a mafia.
They're everywhere.
In the best sense of the word.
Yeah, in multi-site and in planting.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is, so Todd has that, and, you know, our church as well, the church I was at in Edmonton, you know, we're multi-site, the one I was at in Korea as well. But what's interesting about the pendulum swing is as it went towards multi-site, you know, and then you look at today, there's a lot of emphasis around this parish model or this hybrid model. And it's almost as if church planting, church planter, church multiplication, they've learned, okay, what would it look like for us to take to scale, right? To understand the idea of central services, this idea of multiplying yourself, scaling yourself, but actually giving greater autonomy to each of the locations. So there are a bunch of churches now who, I mean, you know, 10 years ago, you would have called them multi-site.
Yeah.
But there seems to be a little bit of a baggage these days amongst newer planters saying, hey, no, I don't want to go multi-site. I want to go multi-congregational. But really, there is still a central services. There still is central services.
Yeah, there's services. Central services. Yeah. And they're just, I mean, it's like... You know, denominations and churches, now you have some mega churches that are the size of denominations, and it's almost multi-site in some ways is almost a neo-denomination.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. When you get big enough.
When you get big enough, it is. And we could rattle off a couple of those. But I think one of the things that's important to some listeners when you consider multi-site versus church planting, one is not more holy than the other, because some of my church planting friends would get really ticked off at me being a proliferator of multi-site. I mean, one of my mentors in particular is a planter, and we would go at it, man.
Yeah.
But I mean,
would you bring up the isms? Consumerism, materialism.
Well, but if you look at Corinthians, for example, you know, Paul talks about the church in Corinth. There's obviously a church in the city. But then also in chapter 16, he mentions a house church that was located near Corinth. So is that a plant? Is it a multi-site?
Yeah.
Is it a hybrid? And so I think it's important to look at those things and really, you know, I guess you can say, if you want to look smart, you say, will it scale? And if you want to look smart or theological, you say, is it biblical?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you ask the question, is it biblical? I think that those particular passages in 1 Corinthians 1, 2, like in 1 Corinthians 16, mid-chapter, you've got those examples.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so is it biblical? Is it scalable? But I think, you know, that very first point of is it contextual, right? So, I mean, when you're considering whether or not you want to go multi-site or church planting, the first thing you have to look at is context, right? So I know, Drew, you being in New York City and planting multiple churches in that city core, I mean, for you to go, you know, big one huge production multi-site location, you know, the production campus, and then spinning that all out to the littler campuses video. I mean, obviously that's not going to happen because of your context. Going more of a multi-congregational approach where you have campuses all over, whether you call them campuses or where you call them church plants. I mean, there are some church planting churches and multi-site churches where, you know, they will still be the same 501c3, right? Yep. Or in Canada, have that same nonprofit status. And there are others, you know, they will actually have separate nonprofit status. They will be separate organizations, but they'll share the same name.
Yep.
right? So you could really go either way. So you need to look at the idea of context. And then I know there are many people who think, you know, associate multi-site with video or with video preaching. And that's really not the case when you look at the statistics. A church can be multi-site and have live preaching. And whether you're a church that whether you're a multi-site church and you choose live preaching versus video, there really isn't that much of a difference in terms of growth and attendance. No. It's the model you want to do.
And there's so many different models out there and that are effective. And so it goes from, do you have almost a teaching team approach, and it is delivered live by different people. They're just kind of working from the same script. Or do you, you know, take the feed 52 weeks a year?
Yeah.
Or do you mix it up and let them do different things? Or say, hey, you can take the feed or not. It's going to be there if you want it. Because in my experience, you have different campus pastors that are adept at different things. I mean, we moved so quickly that, you know, we didn't have like a cookie cutter. Cookie cutter is not a good word. Let's back that up. We did not have a set profile that we looked for a particular, you know, role for a campus pastor. Mm-hmm. Some could, man, they could throw down in the pulpit, and some were less so. I mean, they were more of the pastor, the administrator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had all three of those different types of people.
And you know what? I mean, as I look at the number of questions that have already been submitted to us, I know this is actually something that is going to be that Todd and I will talk about in one of our future episodes. But that's it for us today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Every week, we're going to have one episode on church planting, where Ed will join me, and one episode on multi-site, where Todd's going to join me. So just go to newchurches.com, and if you have a question that you would like us to answer, go to newchurches.com, and on the sidebar, it says send voicemail. And in 45 seconds, introduce yourself, ask your question. So get your questions in as soon as you can. Also, if you could be so kind as to leave a rating and review for our podcast, you'd be helping others discover this podcast and benefit from it as much as we hope you are. And every once in a while, we will randomly choose one of the reviewers, read your review on the podcast, and send you a free gift. Some weeks it may be a book, others the custom New Church's Moleskin notebook, and on others, perhaps we might even shell out one of the New Church's Bluetooth speakers.
Boom.
Who knows? So please leave a rating and review today, and check us out next time. Thanks.